In Bangladesh, a leading member of the opposition Jamaat-e-Islamic Party has been sentenced to death for crimes against humanity by the nation's war crimes tribunal. Mohammed Kamaruzzaman was charged with torture and mass murder during the 1971 War of Independence from Pakistan. Bangladesh has been rocked by violent street protests in recent months related to the complex legacy of the country's independence war, and this verdict has aroused fears of fresh violence. The Catholic Archbishop of Dhaka, Patrick de Rosario, and other Christian leaders issued a joint statement earlier this week appealing for peace and calm. I'm Susie Hodges, and I asked Archbishop de Rosario for his reaction to the handing down of the death penalty.
All along, our reaction that capital punishment is not accepted. We cannot destroy life. This is the official position of the church. And government and all the other people also know about our position. That's one. Secondly, we are such a small minority. Only Catholic Church, 350,000 people in the midst of 16 million. So, in one way, at this time, it is not prudent for us to go against the verdict. But our position remains that we are sad about it. The lives are taken like this. So the life imprisonment would be our position, the church. But this is the justice the country, the people are not getting from any government.
We have seen since January a lot of strikes and street violence by supporters of Islamic hardliners. How worried are you about this violence, which of course comes in the run-up to general elections due next January?
We are very shocked and we are really troubled by what is going on. And this is not the real picture of the country, the people. People have been living in harmony and peace for a long, long, long time. But recently, as you said, these things are coming, and that is because the main thing, two reasons. One is the war crime. Second is the election. Now, the church is in one way in union or in communion with all the people of Bangladesh. So we share the joys and the sufferings and the difficulties they are going through. As a minority, we are not targeted. But this is a problem not only in the minority and majority community, but this is a problem within Islam too. There are differences of opinion, and political parties also try to use religion, which is sad. Yesterday, all the church leaders, Catholic as well as Protestant leaders, we have made public a statement on the present political situation. We appeal for peace and for harmony, for the welfare of the common people. We appeal to all the intellectuals and all the politicians and all the civic or government and the civic society. Somehow these political parties, they are not really concerned about the common people. So we have appealed to them. Religious harmony, peace, and solidarity, these are values shared by the common people. So we expressed our solidarity with the common people, doesn't matter which religion they belong to.